T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Vaccine mandates to attend events at Highmark Stadium and KeyBank Center. Joining us live this morning, Ron Rakuia, Executive Vice President with Pegula Sports and Entertainment. Ron, we're glad you have some time for us today. We really appreciate it. We all understand the Bills are a business, but for season ticket holders, Ron, many are feeling like they don't have an option. It's get vaccinated or else. We know they can request a refund, but why the decision to take away their seat location and seniority? Many have this question.
Well, good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. So I'll jump right in and answer your question. They do have options, obviously. They can keep their tickets. They could refund them. The reason that we have to make that decision on seniority and giving up their seat location is multi. One, we don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, this could go on through next season. So we needed to prepare for that. We have a waiting list of fans who are anxious to get tickets. We would need to resell those tickets into those fans because we do have a season ticket waiting list. And we tried to make this as fair as possible to our season ticket holders who are so critical to, you know, to our success and to our fans and our team. But we needed to make a decision, and you know, we wanted to make this as streamlined as possible. There are options. I mean, they could sell those. They could keep the tickets and resell them on the open market. They do have a lot of options that we feel are appropriate.
I think the biggest question I had, you know, immediately after that announcement yesterday was on the timing of things. Why now? You know, after the first game had already been played, why not, you know, 2 weeks ago or a month ago or something like that? What has changed in the meantime to cause this announcement to be made after the first game had already been played?
Well, again, just to be clear, we don't make these regulations. We are following the guidelines from the county and state as we have since the start of the pandemic. As far as timing goes, I mean, I would refer to them, but collaboratively, I mean, we all know that the county executive has been talking about this for months. They know the math. They're monitoring the health and safety of our community. We did engage in dialogue with them over the last several weeks and months. But in terms of timing, I wouldn't read anything into, you know, right after opening day. But I would defer that back to the county.
Is that something that would have popped up in those conversations? You know, when you go back and forth about, so will there be a vaccine mandate? Would there be a mask mandate? You know, what regulations would be there? Is that something that the team would have brought up? Like, you know, hey, we would like something to be, you know, kind of uniform throughout the season instead of changing in the middle if we could make that happen?
I don't think, Brian, we ever said that specifically, no. We've always had great dialogue with them about what's going on so we could be prepared and proactive and collaborative. But I don't ever recall us having a conversation asking for, you know, a one-size-fits-all start-of-the-season mandate.
Ron, was Sunday the tipping point in any way with fan behavior and the lack of masks?
No, Susan, not at all. This decision was formalized maybe late Thursday before opening day, and then really not concisely and final put together until over the weekend and Monday morning. It had no impact on what happened at the game on Sunday.
What is the reaction that you've seen from fans so far?
Well, I mean, in terms of fans who've actually asked for a refund, it's been minimal. There's certainly been a lot of conversation and asking questions and dialogue, But in terms of action and turning back tickets thus far, that's been pretty minimal.
Ron, what is the goal for the Bills? You know, when do you see this policy ending?
Well, our goal is to win the Super Bowl. But that's not up to us, Susan. I mean, this is the state, the county, in this particular case, the county, who sets the health and safety guidelines for our community. We play in a public building. We play with a number of fans that exceed a certain capacity. So we are always obligated to abide by the rules and regulations issued by the government. That's really not for us to say. Our job is to create the safest, healthiest environment we possibly can for our fans on game day.
I know almost at the same time that this press conference was happening, I received in my email inbox, I'm sure a lot of other people who went to the game on Sunday did, a little survey about how things went, including a lot of questions about the COVID procedures. How safe did you feel inside of a stadium? And, you know, being there myself, I would kind of surmise that, you know, based on what I saw, which is most people not wearing a mask, whether they're outside in their seats at the game or in the concourse, that if you weren't going along with that rule and regulation, that you did kind of feel safe or comfortable, right? That if it mattered to you, you would have put the mask on and things like that. I'm wondering if you know, have gotten any of the results of those surveys or things that you've sent out, because judging from the fans in the building, it doesn't, maybe it's one way or the other. It didn't really matter to them all that much having one of those safety measures in place.
Brian, I'm sorry. I really can't answer that question. I haven't seen any of that data, so I don't want to comment on something that I haven't seen. But that's a standard practice of ours after every game, just to judge how we did, what our fans thought, get feedback, be able to improve. I wouldn't read anything into those questions that went out with this particular survey. Like I said, we do that all the time to gather fan feedback to improve our operations.
The Bills will now have one of the strictest COVID policies in the NFL, one of just two cities with a no test out option. Are you talking with other teams? And is there any discussion that you can tell us about for a league-wide policy?
Again, no discussion league-wide. Everything is judged by the local municipalities based on the health and safety protocols instituted in each of our communities. So there is no league-wide policy. There wasn't last year as well, as you all know. I did have a conversation with one team Monday afternoon who was entering into discussions with their state and county authorities, I believe, yesterday afternoon. I don't know the outcome of that. But I really can't comment on what the other teams are going through right now. Like I said, those are up to those local municipalities to make those decisions.
I think Las Vegas was the only team who has a policy in place who actually had a home game on opening week. We had talked about, and the team made note of, leading up to the game, the want for fans to get in early, maybe a staffing shortage. You want things to move smoothly at the gates. Logistically, how are you expecting this to work at not just the stadium, but the arena in less than 2 weeks with fans getting in? Are we expecting maybe even longer lines to get in because of this added thing that you have to go through?
We don't think so. We thought our fans did a fantastic job of getting to the stadium early. We set record numbers. I believe we had 97% of our fans through the gates before kickoff. That's unheard of. Our fans deserve all the credit. Our staff did a great job of getting people through. Yeah, we're understaffed. Everybody's understaffed, you know, throughout the country right now. So it's been difficult. This is one more layer on top of that, but it's not something that we believe will create a disruption in the fans entering the building. Between the earlier entry times, between more information put out there, between us being more proactive and getting people through, we believe we can execute the same way we did on opening day. And in terms of the arena, you know, we're working on those protocols now, but we feel like what we've learned already at Highmark Stadium, what we've experienced firsthand at the U.S. Open, what we've talked to Las Vegas about, we will implement those going forward. And also, I did see, I think late last night, a couple of arenas with WNBA teams have instituted policy. So we'll be talking to all those arenas as well to get their feedback.
Can you manage this with the staff that you currently have? And is there anything additional required of staff to be able to check, you know, vaccination status as people are coming through?
We can manage it for sure. And there is a little additional training so that they could check for vaccine verifications.
I do have to say, you know, going to the game, I don't think I had an easier time ever, you know, maybe save a late December game in 10 years ago or something like that, going through the gates for a sold out game than I did on Sunday. I was pleasantly surprised at that. It was amazing how smooth it went. Before we let you go, just for ticket holders who do not plan on getting the vaccine, if you could one more time, go through what their options are for both single game ticket holders and season ticket holders.
Okay, are you talking for all of the venues? So on the
we'll focus on the Bills.
Yeah, and let me refer everybody back to our website. They are very concise. They're well put together. And if they have any questions at all, I would strongly encourage them, you know, to call our customer service department and work through those issues directly. So I don't want to miss anything, Brian. Season ticket holders at the Bills do have until Friday evening to make a decision on whether to opt out of their season tickets for a refund or continue as is. Individual game ticket holders do not have an option for a refund. That is a Ticketmaster and NFL policy, not necessarily a Bills policy. So on the Bills side, it's pretty clear. On the Sabres side, we have not gone out to market with single game tickets yet, so there's nothing that has to be done there. And the season ticket holder sale process is still ongoing at the Sabres side, so we have given those season ticket holders a little more flexibility in what to do because there are still ongoing sales operations around season tickets at the Sabres.
For concerts at the arena, is it on a show-by-show basis?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. It is a show-by-show basis. It is predicated on the promoter and the artist to set those guidelines.
And if you bought your tickets on one of these secondary markets, a StubHub, a SeatGeek, or something like that, that would be who the ticket holder would want to contact, not necessarily the Bills or Sabres.
Correct.
Ron, we appreciate the time this morning. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks, Brian. You guys have a good day.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.